Robinson identified the leftist Marxist ideology foundations and their hostility towards Christianity. This is what he had to say. When they begin to burn Bibles and they pile up Bibles up on top of the American flag, the flag that represents their country, and they burn those and get ready and get your ammo, warned Robertson. Get all your gun stuff because the battle is fixing to begin when they go down that road. Interesting.
Do you remember when we were kids? I mean, because when Joe and I were kids, going back, you know, over 40 years ago, neighborhoods had a different feel to them. Number one, there was neighborhoods, okay? But in neighborhoods, you know what happened? And again, this is not a better than thou thing, okay, or holier than thou, because I was a troublemaker growing up. No question about it. I was a hooligan. I rebelled against God. My family, I didn't want to listen. Was I the worst kid on the block? No, but we all had our rebelliousness. But even amongst our own, in the midst of all our own rebelliousness as kids, okay, and let's say as teenagers, there was always the one kid who took it way too far. In other words, where at some point you'd actually start listening to your parents, let's say you or I, and if we were a little rebellious, you start doing the right thing. You get through your teenage angst. You start actually studying in school. You're planning on going to college or you're going to go to work. You start, you know, plan your life out. But there was always that one kid who went too far. Now, I'm not judging that. I'm not judging that person. But that kid, what I mean by go too far, he became a criminal. He was a drug addict. In other words, he hated the fact that you did actually listen to your parents. In other words, at least at one point. He hated the fact you went to church. Hated the fact that you actually said sometimes, hey, I got to go home and do my homework. I can't hang out tonight. That kid hated the peace that Phil Robertson is talking about. Peace meaning, all right, now I'm starting to grow up. I know the right things to do and I need to do them. Listening to God, listening to your parents. My point is this. That kid hates you so much because you actually straighten out your life and start doing the right thing. Now that kid is in control of society. That kid is Antifa. That kid is everybody Phil Robertson is talking about. They want to promote all sorts of licentiousness, sex, drugs, rock and roll. We've said it all the time. And what they're saying is, F you and your God, F you and your family. We are for anarchy. We don't want you to live peacefully. We hate you and we hate your kids. We hate the fact that you have kids. We hate the fact that you have a wife. No, it's because they're not, because they envy you. You have what they want and they know they can't have it anymore because now it's too late. So what do? Now they try to tear you down. That's what this guy, Phil Robertson, is talking about. That's the type of kid or the person that comes to mind when I think of the left. They hate Christian order. For all its problems and all the ways that we sin, because we're all sinners, but they hate that Christian order and that recognition of that Christian order, and they want to tear it down. They want to tear it down for you and for the rest of society. That's what he's describing there. And I think he is spot on.
He is spot on, and he puts a finer point on it. He says, our struggle is with Satan. I view it from spiritual lenses, Robertson continued. The Bible holds universal human ethos. From one man, God made every nation of men. We all come from Adam. The Bible says there's one race on earth. It's called the human race. There is no differentiation between black, white, or yellow. A Biden presidency would usher in hell on earth, Robinson warned. If the United States of America votes for that dude and those who vote for him, they deserve what they get. And we're fixing to have hell on earth. That's exactly what's going to happen with Joe Biden. Hell on earth is coming if they vote for him, if we're that far down.
Now, let me ask you a question. Is he being hyperbolic? I don't think so at all. You want to know why? Because if he was saying hell on earth and we didn't have any evidence of that, that'd be one thing. Go look at the Soviet bloc. In other words, at the heyday of Joseph Stalin. Go look at the Soviet Union. Look at China today.
Okay. China.
All right. China. That's, see, we're going to say it the way Trump says it. China. By the way, Schaefer, you're right. I mean, anarchy means without ruler. But I like to think, or I think, Schaefer, without a ruler means chaos. I mean, a ruler, law, the rule of law. But again, I'm not going to disagree with you. But we get it. But here's the thing. If you look at these regimes and you look at what they brought to the world, okay, they did bring hell on earth. If you look at China right now, you got Muslims in cages, okay? You got concentration camps. I thought concentration camps were a thing of the past. Why is the United Nations that came that was created after World War II? Why isn't the United Nations saying anything about China's concentration camps? Because that's what they are. Okay, work camps, death camps, call them whatever you want. They have created hell on earth. The Soviet Union created hell on earth. Cuba, for all the American press gushing over Fidel Castro for decades, Cuba is hell on earth. You don't have the right to walk there. You don't have the right to read your Bible sitting on a park bench in Cuba. You'll get arrested for reading
Joe, they
the
have
Bible.
99% literacy rate.
Right, because and they all the only thing they allow them to read is Karl Marx. But my point is that conservatives, I've always heard from intelligent and scholarly conservatives, we're not looking to create heaven on earth. That is the wrong impression we need to give people. There's one heaven. That's after you die. But while we're in this world, we could create, if we listen to God, if we do what Jesus said, which is do the will of my Father, okay? If we have a society that does that, imperfectly, of course, because we're all sinners, but if we have a society that recognizes God, his law, and we construct society around his law, what we can have is the peace that Phil Robinson was talking about, not anarchy. In other words, we could have justice, okay? We could have all the things we want until the time comes that we do die and God willing, we go to heaven. So conservatives have never tried to suggest we need to create heaven on earth, but what we'd like to have is a relatively peaceful and prosperous and God-fearing society. The left has shown this in their multiple regimes that they've manifested themselves in over the last 100 years, they actively seek to create hell on earth. That's what he's talking about. They've done it. You've seen pictures, like you always see pictures going up of the Nazis and the concentration camps, okay? They never, by the way, somehow, some way, the Nazis got on the political right, never understood how that happened, because they're socialists, number one. And number two, but they never show you Stalin. They never show you Mao. They never show you the pictures of Cambodia. They never show you pictures of the killing fields. Why? Because that's hell on earth. And that's what these people that Phil Robinson is talking about, that's what they're bringing us. They're bringing us hell on earth. Am I wrong?
No, he's spot on, because he's looking, as he calls it, through a spiritual lens, Joe. They are trying, they're secular humanists. They are trying to create a nirvana. Isn't that what communism is? Isn't that what socialism, we're all equal? It doesn't work. Once again, you tell a tree by the fruit it bears. Socialism doesn't work, nor does communism. What works is capitalism with moral boundaries around it. Men who are infused with the Spirit of God, who are living to their potential in a capitalistic society, and through grace and through their baptism, they do good for others. They live for their family and live for their community. That works. In order to do that, you have to be for a society that honors God, that allows God in the public square,
right,
that basically nurtures the family. And that is a society that works.
But the problem is, in the example I gave you about the kid who strays too far, let's call him a miscreant, okay? When there's more of him than there is of you, or that doesn't even have to be numbers, when he has a few other people like him, they start to then attack you, because again, it goes back to the same thing. They're envious of what you have. You have, life obviously isn't perfect. We're working men. My back hurts. My feet hurt. It's like life is not perfect. I'm not in heaven yet. God willing, I will be. But what I'm trying to do is lead a peaceful life, stay away from things that are bad, sinful, all right? Nurture the things that are good. I got married late in life, but thank the blessed Lord I got married. I'm just using myself as an example, okay? I lived that kind of dissolute lifestyle for a long time, from the time I was in my late teens to the time, just before, maybe three, four years before I met my wife. My point is, those people hate so much what you have, then they feel the need, once they get political power, to tear it down, because they don't want that. It's what you said. You want to recognize God, his law. You want to go to heaven. You want to work, because there's dignity in work. You want to raise your family. You want to spend your leisure time with your family and your friends, okay, and enjoy the simple things in life. These people don't want that for you, because they're jealous and envious of you. And what does envy lead to? I'm going to destroy what it is you have. That's what these people are doing. That's what the Soviet Union did. Remember what Lenin, he was given a speech one time, there was a procession of the Holy Spirit, outside in the street. And he told the people that were listening to him who heard the procession going by, he said, he pointed them to, down to this procession of the Holy Spirit and said, that's our enemy. You catch that? That's our enemy. Peaceful people processing, a procession of the Holy Spirit. He said, that's our enemy. That's all I need to know about communism.
Well, all I know is I am going to get the Duck Commander on this show.
Joe and Joe.
That is all I know.
We're going to hound him
until it comes on, and it's going to be New Jersey meets West Monroe, Louisiana.
That's right.
We're going to make it happen.
Right. So Joe and I, we're over in Bergen County, so we're down by the swamp. So it's going to be the swamp. Meets the swamp.
You're darn right. It's the Meadowlands versus the Bayou, baby.